This is Betty Elsie. I am the chair of the Department of English and Modern Languages and the director of the Rude Mechanicals Medieval and Renaissance Players.
And explain a little bit about the Rude Mechanicals, first of all.
The Rude Mechanicals is a theater troupe that specializes in early drama. We do Greek tragedy, ancient Greek tragedy. We do Renaissance drama. And then we do medieval drama, which is what we performed in Toronto. We do about three productions a year here at Sheppard University, and we have been in existence now in some form or another for almost 20 years, and we have performed three times in Canada. We've performed in Denmark, the Netherlands, Washington, D.C., Florida, and California.
Wow. And this is sponsored or part of the English department, but it involves the community too, right?
Yes, exactly. Yes, it is under the auspices of the English department, but we welcome alumni and community members as well as Sheppard University students.
Okay. Explain this trip to Toronto.
I was invited about a year ago. A number of colleges that had performed at the University of Toronto before in the United, from all over the United States and Canada, were invited to make a proposal to do a play. The only stipulation was it had to be a play that was written before 1660. And so I submitted the proposal, they accepted it, and that's what we performed. We performed a play called Sapientia, by Hrothvita, who was a 10th century German nun. She wrote six plays, and Sapientia is one of those plays. They work very well on stage. And I think also because there were very few female writers during that time period, to be able to produce her plays and see her plays and to see how good they are and how funny they are and how, you know, she really is confronting the patriarchal institutions of her day, is revealing about the past.
So does it help academically?
Oh, yes.
What do you bring back to Sheppard from it?
Well, the two things. I mean, for one thing, none of the people in the audience, even though most of them were specialists in early drama, none of them had ever seen this play performed. So our doing this play is a big service to the other, the rest of the medieval drama academic community. And I think coming back, this gives, the students, a sense of fitting in, how some of these plays fit in with other early drama plays that they saw other groups do, putting the plays that we do in a broader context.
My name's LaShawn Tosin, and I'm a recent graduate of Sheppard University. I've been involved with the Rude Mechanicals since the spring of 2013. I played the general, Antiochus, and it was a fun role because I was pretty much like the emperor's right hand, but secretly probably the real ruler, because Hadrian probably would have fell apart without Antiochus. So it was a lot of fun, and being like an advisor to this emperor who's ruling this giant kingdom and has no idea, like he's completely clueless, and like just being able to play like that frustrated person, you can't hurt him because he's the emperor, but it's just like, really, guy. So it was a lot of fun.
Talk about Toronto. I mean, you did this in the spring, but going up there, how was that different? What did you learn from it?
It was very exciting because I didn't know what to expect. I've never like traveled abroad and acted, so it was definitely like a great experience for me. And I learned a lot because it was nice to be put in front of an audience who actually understood and followed the entire thing. And it was fun to see people taking pictures and recording and just having a good time. So the energy of the crowd was great. The energy of the cast was great. So it made it like an even better experience.
Hi, I'm Catherine Elsie. I went to Shepherd from the fall of 2012 to the spring of 2014. And now I go to Adelphi University in Long Island for acting. The person who was playing the part that I ended up playing dropped out about a week before he went to Toronto. And so Dr. Elsie gave me a script, and I learned the lines the day before we performed in Canada.
What did you think of performing it at a venue like this where there were all these experts around?
Like LaShawn said, it was just nice to have people around who, like, got it and understood and, like, knew what was happening. And you didn't really have to explain, like, oh, what does this mean? Like, why did this happen? Because they just knew. Because I saw it when they did it in the spring, and, I mean, a few people laughed here at Shepherd, but not as much as they laughed when we did it on Saturday in Toronto. It was nice. It was interesting to see, like, a different take on it from an audience perspective.
I'm Caitlin Shamble. I graduated from Shepherd in 2013. I was a torturer in this performance and the choreographer. I think one of the greatest things about the Room Mechanicals is that we act and we study the plays to understand them, but we also incorporate, you know, dance and live music, and that's what drew me to the group initially. I came as a dancer and wound up acting and kind of never left. So we did sort of a stylized performance. We involved a lot of ballet-type movement, especially with the daughters who were, you know, meant to be very holy and very above all this ridiculous pagan nonsense. And I thought that really added a lot to the performance, and I think it made it a little interesting for our scholarly viewers who may have just been expecting just straight play.